New York. This is WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, here on AM 1230. We got a lot to talk about today, Bruce.
We do. And we even know what we're going to talk about because we had a really Roy introduced me to Skype yesterday. Yeah. And I spent the entire meeting looking at my Fu Manchu beard. Because I couldn't see Roy for some reason for a while. So I was looking at myself. It was like looking in the mirror. I'm doing a meeting and I'm going... And Roy was just laughing his butt off.
Bruce was talking about how he's now going to shave by watching himself Skype.
I'm just going to Skype and shave because it's really...
Mirrors are a thing of the past.
It's really kind of cool.
Who uses mirrors anymore?
Well, you know where I am, and I hate to plug these guys because they're already making enough money, but I'm on StubHub trying to find some tickets because, you know, our Washington Capitals beat the Bruins last night. And now they've got a 3 p.m. game. Here at Verizon Center.
All three of the big scoring teams in the Eastern Conference are in danger. They're in danger. In the Pittsburgh Penguins, it would be two in the East and then one in the West. Vancouver's in the West. So the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Boston Bruins, and then the Vancouver Canucks are all could all get bounced today.
Well, here's a surprise. There's hardly any tickets available anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's the last playoff game.
plus everybody bought them already anyway. Yeah, everybody's going, oh, here's some, Roy. They're only...
Only $100 million?
No, they're not bad. They're not bad, but I'm not going to tell anybody. Oh, shoot. I'm on the radio. I just told everybody. This is Bruce Hall.
There's a couple left. Up there they go.
There they go. There's a lot of great stuff happening, but the biggest news was something I couldn't be happier about, and I'm not a Bobby Valentine hater like a lot of people have jumped on the bandwagon because I know the guy personally a little bit. I love Bobby as a person and as a man and as a human being, but I'm, you know, he even makes me angry when I watch him manage sometimes. But they had a 9-0 lead at the end of five innings yesterday. Then it was 9-1 at the end of six. Now, generally speaking, if I'm at a Nats game and we're losing 9-1, I'm gone. I'm headed to eat barbecue in Roslyn somewhere, you know. But you know what? The people that stuck around for that game in Fenway, the Yankee fans that stuck around after paying $500 to $1,000 for a ticket, you know, in the lower box seats, which is what they go for there. They were happy because they scored 15 runs in four innings.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
That, you know, two guys, Nick Swisher and Mark Teixeira, had six RBIs, and they weren't even in the game until this. I mean, you know, they weren't doing anything until the sixth or seventh inning. To me, that was that. That's a backbreaker. Now, if the Red Sox come back today and beat the Yankees, that'll tell you. I mean, the nice thing about losses, Roy, and you know this because you're an athlete, former athlete and current athlete, is that the great thing about those things is it's just one loss. You know, one loss might sting a little bit more, but it only counts as one loss in the standings. So they just got to come back and pitch a good game today and win. But I don't see it happening to this Yankee team.
I was just about to say, you're right in the fact that it only counts as one loss in this season. There's 162 games. It's always, you know, it's a marathon. You know,
right.
Any team, you hear that repeated over and over and over again, especially in baseball, because it's the longest season. But does it hurt a little bit more when you're playing your rivals and you're trying, well, I wouldn't even try and say celebrating. At this point, you're just trying to celebrate 100 years. And you're getting whooped up by your rival, which has happened really the entire 100 years. I don't know if you saw the New York Post front page. It said, I believe it said 100 years of ass whooping, which it's like, and that's exactly what is happening this weekend. It's an ass whooping. And if I'm Boston, really, you're trying to celebrate Fenway. You're trying to celebrate these 100 years, and all you're really getting is a reminder of the suffering you really went through. Especially when you're up 9-0.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is it the fan that has the show with Bobby V?
It's
not the fan.
It's somebody ESPN.
Else. Yeah, it's the ESPN station in New York.
What do you think that interview is going to be like this week?
That is going to be a very testy kind of. Have to be very careful how that interview starts, how it goes, and how it finishes. Because I'm going to tell you, If it was certain guys doing that interview, boy, would they lay it on. You know,
maybe
that's what they thought about when they decided that they would have him on weekly anyway.
I was just about to say now.
And I don't think Bobby would mind because, you know, Bobby, he don't care. He's just going to tell them what he's thinking anyway. And, you know, whether they want to hear it or not, they're going to tell him anyway. We were talking yesterday, Roy, you remember, in our pre-production meeting. We were talking about all the guys that are hurt.
Yeah,
for both teams, because the Yankees aren't the team they're going to be in a month, and neither are the Red Sox. The Red Sox have got Ellsbury may not come back. Well, it may be a long time for Ellsbury.
Yeah,
the
Red Sox are looking at Carl Crawford, Jacoby Ellsbury, Chris Carpenter, John Lackey, all in the DLS. I mean, those are big names.
No, those two outfielders were both All Stars. So I mean, you know, well, actually, one was supposed to be an All Star. Well, Crawford, I think, got put on late. But Ellsbury was second in the MVP voting last year. Yeah.
These are big guys. You know, this isn't like your bench warmers.
100 run scores, 100 run RBIs, 25 home runs. Great defensive center fielder. I mean, you don't replace those guys.
Yeah, so don't give up on the Sox just yet. I have him out of the postseason. I had him out of the postseason before, you know, all these injuries and all that kind of thing. Just because there's a lot of change going on in the front office, a lot of change going on in the dugout, and we've seen the butting heads where Bobby V, now he comes into this dugout, and he's trying to gain everybody's respect, and he, you know, I mean, he's done a lot, but the guys that are in this dugout have, you know, they turned around this franchise. They won two World Series.
You know, this is almost...
Broke the curse.
You know, a lot of people, a lot of announcers, a lot of baseball quote-unquote gurus and so forth that, you know, I just kind of chuckle at. A lot of those guys think, in my opinion, that this isn't a good fit for Bobby V. That Bobby V, either he needs to have a team that's probably a championship-type team and just tweak them. And I can agree with that to a certain extent. But I also think that Bobby V's got the perfect personality, and he knows enough about the basics and the fundamentals of professional baseball. Certainly he's coached in Japan for like 10 years. I mean, he's coached everywhere. But
players took a shot at him about the Japan.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me tell you something. I think everybody, well, hell, Charlie Manuel managed. He played. I mean, Charlie Manuel, nobody hardly knows him as a player in Major League Baseball. He was the big white dude that hit the ball 450 feet in Japan for 10 years. But Charlie Manuel learned enough about the game, and he's a good guy. He's had some success in Philadelphia. I think Bobby V is better off with a rebuilding team, and maybe that's what we're looking at. Now, you and I agree on one thing. The only team that really sucks in the East, in the American League, the Orioles. And you know, the Orioles,
I get a front row seat to that too.
Yeah, you got it, because the Orioles, I told you what to tell Buck Showalter. We won't repeat that. You went to a game, I think you went to opening day at Baltimore, and I said, if you see Buck Showalter, he made a really nasty statement about the Nats. He said, you know, they're never gonna support that team in Washington.
And he said it's a cookie cutter park, and basically the two areas are fighting over seemingly a fan base that could go either way. I mean, we saw that with the Ravens and the Redskins. You know, there's a lot of, you know, people who are jumping off the Redskins bandwagon now and jumping on the Ravens. And I think same thing could happen to the Orioles. The Orioles fans could get fed up and just start watching the Nationals if the Nationals get good. So
I think they could almost lose 100 games. I mean, I see the Orioles going...
The Orioles are terrible.
I see them going like 70 and 92. I mean, does that sound accurate to you?
I mean, I have them winning 73
games. And I think
games.
New York has an opportunity this year with the hitters they have. And if they can get their pitchers healthy, they could win 100 games this year. I see Tampa being second place in that division. I see Toronto beating Boston out for third place. You know what? The Blue Jays have some good ball players, and they're winning some early games, some really tough games early in the season.
The Orioles and the Blue Jays, they're not that bad of teams. I mean, you put them in some other divisions, and they could be fighting for, I don't know, two, three spot. You know, they could put up a fight. I don't know if they would really take the division, but they would put up a fight.
Hey, listen, I'm going to give you a number real quick to call in. Write this down, and we want to hear from you today. Area code 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Here, I want you to listen to me. Put that food down and listen to me. Realtors, for the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Take us out, Roy.
On the other side, we are going to be getting into this a little bit more here on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, Yankees Red Sox, AM 1230 WFAS. Here on AM 1230 WFAS, this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. If you guys want to join this conversation on Yankees, Red Sox, and Bobby V, if he's a good fit, is he going to make it through the year, you tell us. The number is 240-317-7294. That number again is 240-317-7294. Give us your opinion on this Boston massacre, take two.
Jeez,
that is going on.
That's
right.
Putting it mildly.
Just a little bit. Is Bobby V a good fit? Is he going to make it through the season?
You know what? I just think that what we should do, this is my opinion, and I think what we should do is have a date. We should have a contest on WFAS right now. We're going to start it immediately.
It starts now.
It starts, ready? In 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's begun. Give us the date Bobby V gets fired. And we will, you know what I'll do? If you give us the exact date that Bobby Valentine is fired this year, this season, and he is going to get fired this season, trust me. John Henry can't put up with this for very long. If he gets fired, I want to know what date. If you pick the date, I'll even do better than that. The closest pick to the date and time, it's got to be a time too. It's got to be the announcement on ESPN. We're just going to use ESPN because people will say, yeah, well, I heard it on this. And ESPN announcement, okay? When he gets fired, I'll let you be my guest with a friend to the New York Giant Washington Redskin game at FedEx Field in Washington next year. Did you hear me? I repeat, if you pick the closest person to pick the date and time that Bobby Valentine is fired as manager of the Boston Red Sox, I will treat you. You will win, actually.
What if he doesn't get fired this year?
Well, then we'll have to have another contest at
the
end of the season.
I guess we'll just keep going.
I guess we'll we play the Giants, I want to say, in December.
Well, we play them every year. So
but
I guess,
we play them at
I guess
home, I think,
I guess
in
their
December.
Offer can always be good.
You know, the thing that I like the most about being a sports guy and paying attention to Twitter and everything else on a regular basis is that nothing gets past us.
It's like, unfortunately,
my wife yesterday, you know, I'm watching my daughter play softball in Maryland somewhere at McDaniel College, and she's a catcher for Gettysburg College, and she didn't play at all yesterday. She's a freshman. Her name's Emily. Hi, Emily. I know she's listening to the game. But anyway, the great thing is I'm sneaking underneath the tree so the sunlight isn't blocking my view of my phone. And I'm like tweeting nonstop because there's so much crap going on. And I actually got to see the Yankees come back and win 15-9 during a softball game on Twitter. And I couldn't believe it. And see, half the team is from either New York or New Jersey. There's not a lot of kids from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania that are playing on the softball team. And but anyway, let us know what you think. Give us a call. This is extremely important. Give us a call. Area code 240-317-7294. That's area code 240-317-7294. Tell us what day and tell us the time of the day that Bobby Valentine will be fired as Boston Red Sox manager.
Or if you think he's going to get fired at all. If you don't think he's going to get fired, I guess you can call in and tell
me. Well, you know what? If you don't think he's going to get fired, you'll get about 10 minutes on the air because I want to hear the reasons. I want to hear the reasons he's not going to get fired.
I think he'll make it up this season.
Yeah.
I don't think that is his prolonged. I don't think he's. You know,
I think
the,
he might even resign.
Answer.
I wonder what the. You know what? I
that, know. Now
we're talking
now you're
Vegas.
Somewhere.
We're talking Vegas odds. I guarantee you right now in Vegas, there are odds on when he's going to get fired. I guarantee it. And if you don't believe me, Just, you know, take that Southwest Airlines nonstop round trip out there. Usually, if you buy it in advance, it's like $300, $289 round trip. Go out to Vegas, go to the Futures Sportsbooks, and go, hey, you got any numbers on Bobby V getting fired? And if they don't, I believe me, they'll make one for you. This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. It seems to be 10:22 a.m. on the East Coast. If you're listening to me on the West Coast, thank you for getting up. Thank you very much. We do have a lot of people that kind of stream us from all over the place. A lot of people from the D.C. area, and we're looking real closely at trying to get off on a couple of stations in D.C. in the next couple of months. There's a good chance that you're going to hear us in Fort Myers, Florida in about 2 weeks. We're going to be going on K-Rock down there for an hour.
Does that mean I have to start talking about the Dolphins?
No, that would be Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They actually are the station, the flagship
worse.
Station for the Buccaneers.
That's even worse.
Well,
we can talk about their great creamsicle uniforms. Although, I've gotten into New York sports, man. I mean, I never really was the biggest New York sports fan. I mean, I've always liked the Jets.
Hey, here's a great segue, right?
But I've become a Knicks fan.
You've just created a great segue. Let's talk a little bit about the draft. Thursday, NFL draft. I mean, it doesn't get any better than all these. You know how many damn, you know, drafts there are out
six.
There? No, I mean,
is it more than six?
No, any real ones I'm talking about. I'm talking about all of those, you know, fake drafts that are going on. What do they call those?
What are you talking about?
Oh, the drafts, the guys that come out with their
draft. Oh, the mock drafts?
Yeah, the mock drafts.
Yeah.
You know, there are more mock drafts right now probably than there are, you know, Volkswagens on the road. I would say that's probably pretty accurate because everybody's got a mock draft.
Yeah.
We know who number one and number two is. And listen, I don't want to take too much credit for this, but I got kind of crazy this week. And early in the week, you know, I follow a lot of different people on Twitter. One guy I follow is the guy that owns the Colts, Bob Irsay. And you know, Irsay is a different dude. I love him. You know, I wish I knew him when I partied because we would have been best friends. I can tell you that. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm talking to Roy Edwards, Roy G. Go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Bruce Hall Sports. And, you know, comment, ask us a question, do whatever you want to do. You can follow me on Twitter, and you really should because it gets real good during the week.
It gets real. It
definitely gets real because if you already follow me, thank you very much for following me. But follow me on Twitter at Bruce Hall Sports. Follow Roy at Sports Man Cave. Sports Man Cave has a great day. What do you do tonight, Roy? Tell them what you're doing tonight.
Yeah, we started a new brand, I guess you want to call it, a new city. We do have a bunch of cities. We have SMC New York, SMC Baltimore, SMC Washington.
Who's your guy up in New York?
Mike Lombardi. He's actually listening right now. Hi, Mike.
Are we talking about Mike Lombardi?
No, it's a different Mike
it's
Lombardi.
It's a different. Well, you know what?
It's not the NFL.
Let's not
Mike
tell
Lombardi.
Anybody.
This is a different Mike Lombardi. Just as good, though. And he's a baseball
he's,
guy, though.
He probably you can get a hold of him a little bit quicker, too.
And you can get on his Twitter handle. He's at SMC_new_York.
Well, let me explain what I did this week. Matt already, I think I talked to Matt about it. But what I did was, I really thought Irsay was if you know anything about the draft and what's going on and the number one and two picks, it's going to be Andrew Luck and RG3. Okay, the Redskins, you know, have fallen in love with this guy Robert Griffin III. You know, Chick Hernandez, who's with Comcast Sportsnet, and is a mm-hmm. friend of mine, and I love Chick to death. He did an exclusive interview. It's like three parts, and I saw the one and two, and I think there's a third part to it. And you can, you know, if you get Comcast in the Mid-Atlantic area, you can watch it. But the thing about what I did was I wasn't convinced they were going to take Andrew Luck. The more I saw Andrew Luck and the more I saw about RG3, I started thinking, well, wait a minute. Have they even made the announcement that they're taking Andrew Luck? Listen, people, not only did they not make the announcement, they hadn't been in touch with Luck's people a week before the draft. So here, and by the way, Mr. Irsay, who's totally out of control, and I love the guy. I really
his
do.
His whole family's been out of control.
It
There's
doesn't matter, but yeah, but he,
uncontrolledness.
Yeah, but he's very cool under control. He's a very cool guy. What he did was you know the LIDS stores that have the hats?
Yeah.
LIDS, LIDS. He was having, through the LIDS stores in Indianapolis, they were running a contest. Pick who the number one pick was going to be, and you win whatever.
Huh.
You know, I'm thinking to myself, here's what I'd do if I was Mr. Irsay. I don't like Dan Snyder anyway. That goes without saying. I mean, the guy's, he's not a nice guy, and he's a little bully, and, you know, he's you know, with any luck, he's not going to heaven, because if I'm going there, I don't want to see the guy, because God will get pissed off at me if I punch him right in the face.
Eternity with
I do not want to hit a guy 5 feet tall in the face, okay? But here's the deal. There is no fighting in heaven.
There's no fighting in heaven. No, see, so you just got to put up with
it. I may be in trouble then. So anyway,
Dan Snyder.
Here's what I thought he would do. Now, listen. We don't want Andrew Luck, wouldn't you agree? We don't want him. Not anymore.
Oh,
though D.C. public does not want him.
Well, we've the already, fan base. There's a certain emotional attachment to RG3.
Big time. We really think this kid has all the potential in the world, that he's going to be as good as he wants, and we want him. Well, if he took advantage of this, Mr. Irsay, I thought what he could do was go behind the scenes like today or tomorrow and go, yo, let me talk to Dan Snyder. Sure, I'll hold.
Can you hold? And then they play the worst music possible.
Look, just tell him it's about...
Nickelback comes
on. It's about...
Like, oh,
this
Nickelback.
This is Bob Irsay, and this is about who I'm going to take as my number one pick. I don't want to be on hold much longer. Please get him on the phone. Dan, yeah, Bob Irsay, how are you? No, I did. That wasn't me that did that downtown. That was some other guy named Irsay. Listen, let me explain this to you. We think we want Andrew Luck. I mean, we think we don't want Andrew Luck. We've heard some things about him, and we just really don't want him. We're not sure what to do. That's why we haven't made an announcement yet. Dan, are you okay? Dan, are you okay? Don't start crying, Dan. No. I'm calling you because I don't know what to do. Here's what I'm thinking. Do you guys want RG3 or do you want Andrew Luck? You got to tell me right now, because whoever you want, you can have him. Okay, you want RG3? You sure? Okay, Dan, do me a favor, would you? Check the 2014 draft and see if you have a second or a third round pick in that draft. Can you do that for me? Dan, why are you... Dan, don't yell at me. Please don't yell at me. I really thought they could have charged Dan Snyder a draft choice to make sure that he got that. And I made that known over the airwaves, over Twitter. And guess what? The next day, all of a sudden, there's a big announcement that, oh, yes, we definitely are taking Andrew Luck. We're doing this. Let me tell you, it wasn't just me. It was a lot of guys on Twitter and Mr. Irsay. And I got a sneaky feeling that he didn't even realize that he was having this impact on everybody. Okay? For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Roy, take us out.
We'll be talking more of this draft day when we get back. A little bit more Yankees, Red Sox on the other side. This is AM 1230 WFAS.
Allman Brothers.
Here on AM 1230 WFAS is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. If you guys want to join the conversation, go ahead and call us up, 240-317-7294. That number is 240-317-7294. Tell us what you think about Bobby V, if he's going to be here at the end of the season. I think so. Bruce is holding his name ransom, apparently, for Giants-Redskins tickets. Call us when you think he's going to be out. If you think he's going to be out, if you think he's a good fit, if the Red Sox, if this is just a beginning season slump, if the DL list is what's going on here, let us know. Also, call us in about the draft, about what you think. If you think this was a good move about the Colts, if you think this was if you think it's like Bruce's conspiracy theory where he was calling up Dan Snyder and trying to get a little more out of him.
Roy, guess where we're going this afternoon?
Are we going to the Caps game?
We're going to the Caps game. Just got tickets. Sorry. Had to take care of business. Call my buddy Richard Salas if you need tickets for the Caps Boston Bruins game in D.C. and you're listening, don't bother with StubHub. I just went on there and I ordered some tickets and I was told I didn't have them. That sucks. So I called my boy Richard Salas, who used to wrestle for me in high school and is, in my opinion, the best ticket broker in the D.C. area. 703-931-0916. His name is Richard Salas. Give him a call. I'm sure he can help you out. I'm tired now, man. I've never run around, you know, this studio that fast in my life. So anyway, listen, I really do think that they were just screwing with people and a little bit, you know, the Colts. And to be honest with you, you got to have second thoughts about, are we taking the right guy? Is Andrew Luck the right guy? And he probably is. He's a drop-back passer. He's been schooled efficiently.
He's done it.
Yeah, he's done it before.
RG3
is all upside. He's kind of potential. You know, they talk about how he's got happy feet. Let me tell you something. I saw the guy score 70 points. Wasn't that him in a bowl game?
That was Geno Smith, buddy.
Oh, that's right. No, but there was another.
They were pretty close to 70.
They had like 60-some points. I'm going to tell you something. This guy is phenomenal. And I can tell you this right now. I think Dan Snyder is much happier with RG3 than he would be with Andrew Luck because he likes to sprint out. Mm-hmm. He likes to move a pocket. Right?
Yep.
He loves sprint draws. And he likes a quarterback that can kind of, you know, outrun everybody that's trying to chase him. Don't, you know, Andrew Luck did run a 4.64 40, but RG3 jogged a 4.38.
I was just about to say, I think you're exactly right, as in the Redskins are happy with RG3 because he's the flashy pick right now.
Well, you know what else, too? He's a better fit for DC because if you've ever been to Indianapolis, you know, I just think that Luck is better for the youth of Indianapolis, and I think RG3 definitely better for the youth. And I'm talking about the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of African American youngsters who he will impact.
Yeah,
he'll impact because the guy's a class act. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm talking to Roy Edwards, who's got a big show going on tonight. But we're going to the Caps game in between.
I'll make it on.
Thank you for getting Haley's okay.
No problem. Thank you, Haley.
Big time.
Thank you for letting me go out and play with the boys.
You know what? This will be the first hockey game I've been to all year, and I used to go to every hockey game. When I was the sales manager at Tantallon Golf and Country Club in the early 80s, I used to Rod Langway was a member. Darren Veach used to play there. We used to go to every home game because it was a Capital Center. That's where they played. It was probably 15 minutes away. I mean, you know, we just go, you know, up to 495, take a right, go five exits, and we were at the Cap Center. And of course, Cap Center now is like a restaurant or something. I don't know what it is. It's ridiculous, but you know, it's right across from FedEx Field too. It's in Lanham, Maryland.
My US Air Arena.
Yeah. And then it became US Air Arena. And then was downtown US Air Arena, was it always Verizon Center? I think it was always Verizon.
It was always Verizon Center.
Yeah, and that was Abe Pollin's dream. You know, he actually owned that place pretty much, and that's what drove him to – didn't drive him to his death, but it had to help because
– The Wizards were great.
Well, yeah.
So were the Caps.
Yeah. There was a time when the Caps won 70% of their games.
Well, the year before Ted Leonsis bought it, they went to the Cup.
Yes, they did.
So.
I was there for the Detroit's when they played the Red Wings in the Stanley Cup. Of course, we got shut down 4-0. Yeah. God, that hurt. That kind of let us know that the Cup kind of belongs with the old-timers. But, you know, this is a Caps team that I called this. We were the 7th seed, right? 6th or 7th seed. And I called this. I said, we're going to win the first series, but we're going to probably lose the second one. And I might be accurate there because I really thought we were playing some good hockey right at the end of the season. Ovi was doing some stuff. Green looked healthy. Mm-hmm. People weren't getting injured as badly.
I still think we should trade Green, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Hockey's a funny sport. It's all about chemistry. It's all about the lines. You know, you can have your third line can be a bunch of guys that have been everywhere, and that line will determine whether you're a winner or a loser. Not your number one line. Maybe not even your number two line, your number three line, your defense, your penalty killers, your power play guys. I mean, hockey is really interesting. It's like lacrosse, only on ice.
That's always my selling point.
With a lot better athletes. I mean, because in lacrosse, there's a billion teams. In hockey, not that many even NCAA Division I great teams. You know, there's a few. but there's not many. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
And I guess that brings
us
to... I'm
going to try to get Bob Irsay on the show next week. I love Bob Irsay. This guy, you got to get a Twitter account. You got to follow some of the names in sports, because these guys will surprise you with just how smart and funny and intelligent they are.
And Irsay treats Twitter like a 16-year-old girl.
He's like me. Well, just
tweeting
like,
at like 3 a.m.
Are you trying to tell me that I'm a 16-year-old girl? Thank you very much,
on Twitter.
If you follow me, I think I've got 13,000...
Which sounds really creepy.
I have 13,000 tweets in like 4 or 5 months. Is that a lot?
You do have a ridiculous amount of tweets. But hey, I guess since we're talking hockey, you might as well get into the Rangers.
Let's talk
and
about...
And what is going on there? That's the one
does anybody... Hey, look, if you're in New York, give me a call because... You know, we watch the Rangers from time to time, Roy and I do, because we do get them. We do get them. And they are, all year long, I thought they were the team in their division to win it. I just thought they were going to win it all. But you know what? They just look stale or
and
something.
You know,
are they stale, Roy?
You know, we as...
Are the Rangers stale?
As a Caps fan, I feel you, New York.
Yeah.
Because I can't tell you how many times that I've looked forward to the playoffs and won President's Cups and been the one seed and going in and crap the bed against the Canadian team.
You know what?
This happened to the Capitals. We got blown out by Montreal in a series, and now, I hate to say it, New York fans, but Ottawa is putting it to you.
If you know, Ottawa's got a hell of a team too, and I got to tell you what, the Senators, they were a dark horse, just like the Caps.
Yeah.
You know, they were an eight seed.
Yeah.
And you know what? They were a good hockey team all year.
And they're looking good now. You're starting to see
they're playing a lot better. And they got a couple of guys back recently too, right?
Yeah. And
they got a hot goalie.
Yeah. Well, he had 41 saves. Anderson had 41 saves last night. And I mean, they weren't the crazy Senator head saves.
I just got goosebumps. You know why? I'm going to the Caps game today.
The dude's not standing on his head. Anderson is. He's not a crazy netminder last night. He was not doing crazy, but if you're stopping 41 pucks, then
hey,
you know, you're doing your job.
New Yorkers, do me a favor. Linda Cohn, if you're listening, Linda, call me 240-317-7294. Area code 240-317-7294. Linda, if you're listening, give me a call. I follow you on Twitter. I think you follow me too. Give me a call. Let us know what's going on with the Rangers. There is not a bigger Ranger fan than Linda Cohn of SportsCenter, of ESPN. She's the best. And by the way, Linda, your hair looks great. It is the longest I've ever seen it, and it looks really good on you. So give us a call. Roy, let's talk about the draft, the NFL draft. Number one and two, we know who it is.
Yep.
Who's going to be number three?
Well, that's a great question.
The offensive tackle.
Could this be the L.A. Vikings that we're talking about, not the Minnesota Vikings?
Why don't we talk about that before we even get into the draft? Tell them what you think.
Well, I think you might as well kiss the Vikings goodbye. It might not happen this year.
What did the Senator's son say to him? What did he say to him? Tell me I know you were in there. You were in the meeting. Somehow you got in. You might have had a janitor's uniform on with a little microphone on your shirt, and you're sweeping. And speak into my lapel, would you please? Speak into my lapel.
Well, I think I don't think that this was a coincidence that we see the commissioner of the NFL come over to a Minnesota team and say, hey, you better build a stadium here. I don't know why it was so hard for me to get stadium out.
Well, because they haven't had a good stadium in a long time. Yeah. It's had a hole in the ceiling.
You built the Twins a nice stadium outdoors.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful stadium.
You won't give the Vikings a stadium when this thing keeps collapsing?
Now, who voted it down? The people? Was it a referendum?
It's been voted down twice now.
Right.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that you go to Minnesota and you say, hey, we might move these guys to L.A. if you can't build a stadium, because there's a team called the Lakers who plays in L.A., and for those of you who wonder why in the world the L.A. Lakers are called the Lakers, it's because there's lakes in Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where the Lakers used to
play.
The
land of 10,000 lakes and 5,000 fish.
So
that's what they say.
L.A. will not only take your team, they'll take it, and then they will not change the name just to rub it in for another million years and win championships with your name. So I wouldn't be surprised if they become the LA Vikings and they stay purple and gold that are the LA is, you know, then you still have the LA Lakers that are purple and gold, and now you'll have the LA Vikings who are purple and gold. I don't think this is a coincidence at all. I think this is the NFL going after who they want in LA. And it just so happens that they might have a shot in doing it, because who would you rather have in L.A.? Would you rather have the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Mustache Man, or would you rather have the Minnesota Vikings, with who has a bit of a history there? You know, they got the number 3 pick in the draft. They're starting in building. They might even have a quarterback in Christian Ponder. And going into your draft, it makes sense they're looking at taking a California guy.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Now, there was talk that the Rams might move. That's not going to happen now, is it? Because they got a brand new coach. It looks like they're rebuilding their team. Plus, St. Louis, you know, you were saying it earlier. Why don't they just take St. Louis? You know what? It makes more sense to take Minnesota.
It does.
It really does. And I see that happening for sure. Anyway, you know what? We're going to the Caps game. When's the Ranger game?
Tomorrow.
Now, is that game 6?
Yeah, Ottawa leads 3-2.
That's ridiculous. Now, that's in the Garden, right? No, it's in Ottawa.
The next game?
I think it is. And I think if there's a game 7, it'll be back to the Garden. Pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
You're right.
You know what? Knicks. We could talk about the Knicks a little bit, too, when we come back. This is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Roy, take us out of here.
That's right.
We
are going to be talking about the Knicks. We're going to be talking about a little bit more of the hockey playoffs. We're still going to get into more of the Yankees-Red Sox 100 years of ass-whooping here on AM 1230 WFAS. Population. Life is funny. And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Read what one of our listeners said to you, Roy, and I like what he said. He's telling it like a Boston Red Sox fan would.
Sox game was pretty brutal. Such is life. There's ups and downs and sometimes catastrophic disappointments. Yankee fan tried to rub it in last night, and I told him I wasn't on the field. I've got 2004 reasons not to let Yankee fans ever get under my skin. Ooh. That's from David McDaniel.
Hey, I think he's one of my Facebook friends.
That's from our Facebook.
I'm going to tell you something. That says, you know, they can throw 2004. How many Yankees championships are there?
More than one, I think.
Yeah, but I got but the Red Sox have 7 too, right? Was it 7 or 9? They've got two. I know they've got two.
Honestly, I don't know how many the Red Sox have.
I know they've got two. Listen, give us a call.
They've had two recently.
Give us a call, 240-317-7294. 240-317-7294. What we want to know from you now, you can talk about the Redskins and the Red Sox and the Yankees, or you can talk about.
Please don't call in and talk about the Redskins.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about
it. I will hang up on
you. We want you to talk about the NFL draft, too. Wherever you're calling from, tell me who you're going to take. If you're a New York guy, who should they take if he's there with the 32nd pick in the draft? That's going to be a pretty good ball player, the 32nd pick. Unfortunately, it's not a serpentine draft, so they don't get the 33rd pick, too. They get the 64th pick, New York. And I got to tell you, it makes sense that the Giants are picking last because they've got probably the best personnel coming back. They look good. Have you seen how many draft picks the New England Patriots have? They've got two in the first round, which is ridiculous. It's not like they need a lot of help, right? Well, how do they do that? Oh, that's right. They have a competent organization, Dan Snyder. I forgot. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Oh, yeah, they know what they're doing, Dan Snyder.
You know what? The thing that kills me is all I want, I just want the Redskins, please, sometime in my life, to make the playoffs. That's all I want.
Playoffs?
Just one time.
Playoffs?
Well, they made a couple. I mean, in your lifetime, they've won 2 Super Bowls. Maybe 3.
3. They've won 3.
They're all 3, and you were alive for all 3 of them. I tried to give you the benefit of doubt there. 2?
Hey, George Allen in 72 lost to the Dolphins 14-7. And we won 3 out of 4. We got crushed by Oakland. We won in San Diego against the Broncos. We won against the Buffalo Bills, which was in Minnesota, which is one of my best times I ever had in the Minnesota Dome up there. And I also, my mother and I went to the All-Star game in 1985 in Minnesota. And I got to tell you, that is one lousy place to watch a baseball game. I'm so glad that they built another stadium. So let's talk about it a little bit. As far as the draft goes, a lot of talk that the first running back is going to be this kid out of the University of Alabama.
I think his name is Trent Richardson. Some
yeah,
guy.
He's a stud. Yeah, did you see what he did though? He took a little girl. I say a little girl because she's younger than my daughter. She's 16 or 17. Took her to her high school prom, and she had leukemia.
Leukemia, yeah.
And she's in remission, I think. And it was one of the greatest things I ever saw. And, I mean, you know, he asked her father when he came to the door if it'd be all right if he took her to the prom. He didn't walk in and just say, hey, I'm Trent Richardson.
What's up, dude?
Where's my lady?
Get out of my way.
You know, get my lady ready. But basically what he did was he did everything all right. You know, he is like heads and shoulders above all the other running backs.
Yeah,
so there's
yeah.
a good chance he's going to end up going fourth, possibly.
To Cleveland, yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying.
They're saying that, but they also, if they do that, they're going to lose his quarterback from Texas A&M that they're thinking about.
And then the hot landing spot for him is Miami. So
you know, Miami's got David Garrard there for 1 year. The guy, the quarterback.
Yeah, but if you're a Dolphins fan, is that your fix?
Yeah.
We got David Garrard,
yeah,
man.
Now, wait a minute.
We didn't even want Peyton Manning.
He's an East Carolina Pirate. That's the one thing he's got going for him. I'll tell you this. He did get paid one time immensely
once.
In Jacksonville. But I got to tell you something.
Jacksonville will pay anybody.
There's a reason Jacksonville released him, okay? Jacksonville didn't want him. Why do the Dolphins want him? Yeah, I just don't get it. David's probably 34, 35 years old. He's probably got the body of a 50-year-old. Hopefully, David has a tendency to get big. Now, when he was in college, he was real big. He was like 255 pounds, and he was like a fullback. Very similar to Tebow. He'd go back to throw if everybody's covered. He'd run over linebackers.
And I did finally find how many World Series titles. I say finally because...
Is it 20? 20?
No, for the Red Sox.
Two.
Seven. Seven World Series titles. Congratulations,
Red Sox.
Oh, going
all the way back. Going all the way back. Don't worry about it. Hey,
the Yankees have 27. They've been to 40. The Red Sox have 7. That's that's amusing to me.
Roy,
27 titles, been to 40 World Series.
Hey,
Red Sox 7.
You made the statement a little while ago or earlier, Roy, about the Knicks. Tell us what the Knicks are doing. Aren't they? They're settling in on number 8, right? They've quit trying for number 7.
No.
I thought you had a conspiracy theory there.
Well, I think if they really put the put the pedal down, they could get the 6th seed,
right?
And they could take Orlando,
right?
I don't see that happening anymore, and I think it's a good. I think it's good. I think it's for the best. Now everyone's like, "Oh, we can move up to the 6th seed." Yeah, blah 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 blah. No, I don't think that's a good. I don't think that's good. I don't think that helps you at all because I think Indiana is good. I think Indiana is a good young basketball team who nobody's talking about because they're out in Indiana.
Does Larry Bird still own them? Isn't he one of the investors or something?
He owns
part of
the team.
He has a piece of them.
I'm not sure if he
like having a
is
piece
still,
of the rock, right?
Still the big head there, but the Indiana team is they're it's a good young basketball team. And now right now you're slated to play Miami,
right?
And now I came on here, what was it? It was last weekend when I said that I think Miami's going to end up the 1 seed, and I still see that happening, even though Miami slips up against the Washington Wizards last night.
Listen, they lost to the second worst team, maybe third worst team in the NBA last night. But you got to admit, they didn't have two starters. They didn't have LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron sat out.
And Dwayne Wade got hurt.
Yeah, he dislocated his finger in
and
like
who's
the first
the other guy
minutes.
That didn't play? They had another guy sit out, too. The thing about this Miami team is I think they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get to the finals, and that's basically their goal.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to win in the finals. I don't think they beat Oklahoma City, do you? I don't see it. Who?
OKC?
I don't think they're going to beat OKC.
That was my NBA Finals champion
and
when
I think,
we first
And I think you're right about Chicago.
About the NBA.
You're right about Chicago, too, Roy.
They're
done.
Up right now,
don't you
man.
Think they're done?
I think that they'll win a series if they get in. It depends who they play. If they play the Knicks, I think that the Knicks are hot right now, man. And they're getting they got Amari back.
Yes.
Which
the Knicks,
they lost, with Amari back, but whatever. They got him back.
Well, everybody's saying the chemistry's not there because of Amari. You know what? They never win in Cleveland. They don't. They just don't win in Cleveland ever. The Knicks. So
Kyrie
not a
Irving
big surprise.
Went off, dude. Kyrie Irving went off.
Kyrie Irving is the Cleveland Cavaliers.
He
is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Don't you know who I wish had the Cleveland Cavaliers? The Knicks. I mean, Kyrie Irving, yeah. If they had the Cleveland Cavaliers, they could make 20 cuts. It would be great. They'd have the best team in the NBA. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Roy.
Well, that's another big thing is that Jeremy Lin traveled with the team.
Now, he's done, right?
Well, there's hope that he could be back into the playoffs. And I think that him traveling with the team on a road game gives hope to he might be a little closer to coming back. So there's your point guard. I mean, we already saw Baron Davis is not going to cut it. I mean, that guy.
What's going on with him?
He's just picking injury and he's got it. That guy is beat up, man.
How about, let me ask you this. How about the kid from New Jersey that came from wherever he came overseas and he's doing real well? What's his Smith?
J.R. Smith.
Yeah. Hasn't he been playing pretty well?
Yeah, man. That guy's on beast mode right now.
Isn't he like one of the most physically talented guys in the league? He's just kind of out there.
He's got a bad track record.
Yeah, but you know what? He comes from a lot of money, and he comes from kind of a his dad's a big basketball guy. I mean, his family is big time into it. He lives in northern part of New Jersey. I like the guy.
Yeah, he's been shooting lights
out. Where else?
Carmelo Anthony's been shooting great lately.
Carmelo has turned it around.
Yes.
To me, he isn't even the same guy he was a month ago.
No.
Is he?
No.
You know what?
Well, he's happy.
You know why he likes his coach? You know why? Because his coach is like Boeheim. He kicks him in the butt and goes, Melo, you're a good defensive player. Play some freaking defense.
And the Knicks play Atlanta today at 1.
Is that in the Garden?
No, it's Atlanta.
Oh,
but
that's going to be a tough game for them then.
I see this will really tell what the Knicks are trying to do. If they start resting people, if they're just trying to work Carmelo, if they're trying to work Amari back in slightly to see where he's at, this game will really tell if they're fighting for that sixth seed or if they're comfortable in the seventh seed on the way that they go about substitutions, the way that they go about trying to kill this Atlanta team, or if they're just going to try to play their game and do their thing and work Amari back into the system.
Hey, give us a call. Area code 240-317-7294. 240-317-7294. When we get back, we're going to talk about a guy named Philip Humber and a perfect game he threw. Probably one of the, if you'd have said that somebody was going to pitch a perfect game yesterday, it would have been Verlander or one of those guys. Wouldn't have been this guy. Would not have been this guy. Not at all. You know, the one thing, Roy, take us out of here, buddy. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Like, you know what? I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give it away. I want you guys to come back.
We're going to talk about how this kid pitched a perfect game.
We are. We're going to talk a little bit more on this Yankees-Red Sox. We're going to definitely cover more on the Rangers. And next, here is AM 1230 WFAS.
Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. If we have mercy, don't let the past remind us of what. This mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi.
And we're back in New York here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're gonna get into a little bit of baseball here. And I guess there was some big news yesterday. Apparently.
Yeah, Philip Humber pitched a perfect game. They don't happen very often.
We're going to get into that after our picks?
No, you know what? We're going to talk about Humber, and then I'm going to give everybody...
Then we'll give you our picks.
I'm going to give you three winners for today. One of them, I'm afraid of the Caps, so I won't give them that. But listen, let me tell you about this kid, Philip Humber. This isn't a guy that, generally speaking, you'd think is going to throw a shutout. He's only pitched one shutout.
Perfect game.
Yeah, he's only pitched one shutout in his seven-year career. Been in the minor leagues most of the time.
Yeah.
He's been everywhere, right?
Pretty much.
He's got a 1 year deal for $540,000 or something.
Well, he came up in this great city of New York.
He was a player to be named later, right? In a trade.
In a trade, yeah.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, this kid pitched one hell of a game yesterday. And the thing I liked the most about the game, because when you talk to kids about don't ever sit and argue about something when the ball is in play, on the last play of the game, he struck a guy out on a check swing. Now, a lot of people think it wasn't a swing, but I saw the replay. It could have gone either way. The fact of the matter is the umpire called it immediately, pointed at him, held up his fist for the out, but the ball wasn't almost catchable. The catcher slid over to get it. It hit his glove and went about 20 feet to his right. Meanwhile, this player is screaming at the top of his lungs at the umpire for about 3 or 4 seconds while the guy goes and gets the ball. Then he takes off and he's thrown out easily at first base. I'm glad this guy had no class and sat and argued instead of running when the ball hit the ground, because it gave Philip Humber a perfect game.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there haven't been that many perfect games.
This is the first time in 2.5 years. Over 2 years.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about a few perfect games that have to do with all the teams. The Yankees' most famous perfect game was Don Larson's perfect game in the 1956 World Series when Yogi jumped up and he hugged him, and everybody's got that picture and that autograph of both of those guys, probably worth about $1,000 because there's millions of them. Let's see, Dave Steeb, who I interviewed back in the early 80s, Toronto Blue Jay starter in the All-Star game several times, great pitcher, was actually a shortstop when he first came up. He had his perfect game broken up with two outs in the ninth inning in 1989, and I remember that. It was a ground ball right up the middle. Tampa Bay has never had anybody pitch perfect game, but they lost two. They lost to Burley in 2009. They lost to Dallas Braden just a couple of years ago in 2010. Guess who the only Red Sox pitcher is to pitch perfect game? You know the answer to this. I already told you, Cy Young, who the award's named after in 1904 against the Oakland A's. Detroit has never had anybody pitch a perfect game. Cleveland had only 7,290 fans witness Len Barker, who, by the way, pitched for the Washington Senators, too. That's who he brought him up first. In 1981, he pitched a perfect game. Unbelievable. We already said Burley in Chicago already pitched one. Charlie Robertson pitched one there. David Wells, big New York Yankee guy. Everybody remembers him being carried off the field in Yankee Stadium through 120 pitches in 1998. Pitched a perfect game. Kenny Rogers, Texas Rangers.
Kenny Powers.
Pitched a perfect game in 1994. My favorite ball player of all time, Catfish Hunter, who died of basically, Lou Gehrig's disease at a very young age of like 48, and died at home. And I remember when it happened because we went down and raised a bunch of money for his foundation 2 weeks later, playing a baseball tournament. That was when I was young enough to actually still play baseball. He pitched one. Youngest guy to ever pitch one, 22 years old. Unbelievable. Brian Holman gave up a home run with two outs in the ninth inning to lose his perfect game in 1990 with Seattle. And Mike Witt pitched a perfect game on the last day of the 1984 season. That's the American League. I'll do the National League a little bit later, but I'm going to give you people some winners today. So get a pen, get a piece of paper, and I'm going to tell you who's going to win today. Tim Lincecum has struggled all year. I saw him in spring training. He hasn't looked very good. I don't know what the problem is. I have my own little theories, but I'm not going to share them with anybody because it's some information that I think I know about that nobody needs to know about. But I like Tim Lincecum, but he's not going to win tonight and today in New York. I think the Mets win this game. And that's a good play because you get G, who's pitching great, he's 1-1, has a 2.92 ERA, versus San Francisco. He hasn't given up an earned run in last year at all. His last three starts, he has a 2.92 ERA. Lincecum's last three starts, 10.54. He's given up more than a run every inning. Take the New York Mets. They're plus 110 or plus 120. That means a $1 play will win you 120. The other game that I like quite a bit is the Los Angeles Angels. Danny Heron in the American League, he's minus 170. Dan Heron's a stud. Bruce Chen is a good pitcher for Baltimore, but they're not going to win this game. They're going to lose to the Los Angeles Angels today, no question. Here's the play of the day, New Yorkers. Take a struggling CC Sabathia today in Boston against any nine players the Red Sox put on the field. I don't care if they bring back Shoeless Joe Jackson, Babe Ruth. It's not going to matter. There's no way they come back and win this game. They're going to lose this game no matter what happens in the first eight innings. It's just a curse. It's a curse.
So you think that the 100-year celebration.
The playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
You know,
you kidding me? Playoffs?
They're so bad. Boston's so bad right now. And you know, how do you come back from that? How do you come back from losing a 9-0 lead in the sixth inning?
So you think that
so you think they still have
the
a chance?
The 100-year anniversary of this is going to end with a sweep?
It's a curse. I don't think the 100-year celebration is a celebration at all. And don't get me wrong. I have a lot of friends who are big Boston Red Sox fans. A lot of them. You know, Chris Rock is from New York. He lives in New York. He loves New York. Guess what? He wears a Boston Red Sox fan to every baseball game he's ever been to. He's a Red Sox fan. He sat next to me at the All-Star game, signed a ball for my son, Davis. He's a great guy. But he knows what's happening right now. It's a curse, Chris. It's Bruce Hall. Give us a call. 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Let us know who's going to win today. Hey, if you're in our listening area and you love the Red Sox, you better call me in. 240-317-7294. Or you can tweet at Bruce Hall Sports. At Bruce Hall Sports or at Sports Man Cave. Roy, did I say we're going to the Caps game already?
Yeah.
You know, I'm
did.
Getting a little older. I forget what I say sometimes. For the first time in generations, people, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy, take us away.
On the other side, we're going to get into the NL perfect games that have ever been thrown. We're also going to give you a couple more picks. This is AM 1230 WFAS.
Tell you something. It's hard to believe this song was recorded in 1967. Let's just listen for 1 second.
Say the Joker to the thief.
Hey, this is my life.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
All right, that's enough singing.
Where can we get?
You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Give us a call, 240-317-7294. Evidently, it looks like it's raining like hell in New York City right now because all the beat reporters for the Giants are like saying, all right, here's the lineup just for laughs. Like there's not going to be a game. Maybe it'll be a doubleheader tomorrow and I'll get to come see my daughter, Erin, in Brooklyn. Hi, Erin. If you're listening, honey, I love you. And get some work done while I'm up there. Hey. Let's talk a little bit more about perfect games. Now, we gave them what? We gave them the American League?
We gave them the AL. Yep.
Let's give everybody the National League. Dennis Martinez, who actually ran for president of Nicaragua and lost, pitched a perfect game for the Expos. He used to pitch for the Baltimore Orioles, also in the late 70s and 80s. Pitched a perfect game for the Montreal Expos in 1991. The Atlanta Braves never had a perfect game, but Randy Johnson pitched one against them in 2004 when Randy was with the D-backs. The New York Mets, oddly enough, with Tom Seaver and guys like that, have never had a perfect game, but Jim Bunning pitched one against them in 1964. The Phillies, I already told you, had Bunning 10 strikeouts, only 90 pitches to have a perfecto against the Mets in 64. Miami has never had one. Of course, it's a young team. But Roy Halladay sure pitched one against them in 2010. The St. Louis Cardinals, Roy, this is going to be hard to believe. They've had 9 no-hitters, not one perfect game. With all of those great pitchers, you know, that they've had over the years. Nothing. Juan Nieves has only had a no-hitter with Milwaukee. They've never had one. Harvey Haddix of the Pittsburgh Pirates and also Baltimore Orioles had a perfect game through 12 innings and lost it in the 13th. That sucks. Tom Browning, who actually broke his arm pitched a perfect game in 1988 for Cincinnati. Daryl Kyle, who passed away of sleep apnea, they think, and possible drug overdose, you know, not helping his sleep apnea. He allowed one walk in a no-hitter, never had a perfect game. Milt Pappas had 8 2/3 innings of a perfect game. Got a no-hitter, no perfect game. Sandy Koufax, no surprise here for the Dodgers, had 4 no-hitters but had one perfect game in 1965. How about this? Ubaldo Jimenez.
I know him.
Ubaldo Jimenez was so upset one year because if you saw that commercial, you know the little license plates in all the stores where you can buy a little license plate with your name on it and put on your keychain? They never had an Ubaldo. He cried. What a puss. Anyway.
They never have Roy. My entire immediate family, Roy, Avery, and Haley. Haley spelled H-A-L-I-E. None of them.
Yeah, nothing. They're not going to have that. Now, the San Francisco Giants have had 13 no-hitters, no perfect games. And that's it. San Diego, I'm not even going to waste my time talking about the Padres. This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Now, hey, I want to talk a little bit about the standings in baseball.
I was just about to say, there's 3 teams right now who have 12 wins. The Nationals, the Dodgers, and the Rangers.
And right now, if you had to rank those teams, I think that you would probably have to rank Texas number 1 because they are just so powerful hitting-wise.
I agree.
And I like what they're doing because, you know, they could have just said, you know what, great, we didn't win the World Series again. We had a great team last year. Here we go again. And they didn't. They're getting great leadership, great hitting from Michael Young. They're getting great hitting, great leadership from Josh Hamilton. They're getting great hitting, great leadership from everybody, from all their pitching staff. These guys are for real. And I'm hoping that they win because when the Giants won a couple of years ago, I almost felt guilty being in that stadium and walking out of there with the trophy because, you know, they played so hard and played so well during the regular season to get there. But I got to tell you, those 3 teams are surprising some people. Texas isn't a surprise. The Dodgers are definitely a surprise. Dodgers have very little pitching right now, especially relief pitching. But they're riding this horse named Matt Kemp, who is a thoroughbred, ladies and gentlemen. He's hitting just under 500. His OBA is like 6 and change. That's like a great college stat. You don't see that in the pros. You know, even when Albert Pujols, showing my age here, Albert Pujols has had his best years. His OBA has been like 450, 440. We're talking about 600 on base average for Matt Kemp. Now, you got to also look, you know, you can't do that by yourself. You just can't.
Well, he does have 6 home runs in his last 7 games.
But you know what else he's got? He's got a pretty damn good guy batting after him in Andrew and Ethier. Mm-hmm. Ethier's tough, but look at the rest of their lineup. Rivera, average. Sellers, average. Mark Ellis, he's a journeyman second baseman. James Loney is the biggest disappointment, I think, that LA's got. If he's in his arbitration year, he better look out because he's going to be gone in a year. They're getting good pitching from like Ted Lilly, who's been everywhere, Chicago, Toronto. I think Ted Lilly's been a New York Yankee. 2-0, 0.69 ERA. Yesterday he walked 6 batters, but he only gave up 4 runs and they won 3-1. They're getting decent pitching out of guys named Jansen, Guerra, Lindblom. I've never heard of these guys. These guys all came from their organization. Kansas City, not so good. Toronto, they're okay. I'm just bouncing around here. San Francisco, in my opinion, they're going to hit the ball better than they've hit it in years this year. They're going to, if they can have an on base average somewhere in the 325 to 335 range with their pitching staff, even if Lincecum has to sit out 2 months with an arm injury, they've got enough pitching at the minor league level to win 90-95 games this year.
Yeah, the Giants have a lot of
they
pitching.
Just have to figure out how to do it. The Nats, this is the thing that scares me about the Washington Nationals. Now, Roy, they're your team, and they're certainly my team besides the Giants. I love the Giants, guys, because they used to be the New York Giants, the New York baseball Giants. And I'm a big old-timer. I loved it when New York had three baseball teams. I wish the hell Brooklyn would get the Dodgers back. They won't.
Where Brooklyn at? I believe
Magic Johnson just paid $2.15 million, he and his group, for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I don't think that's because they were going to move him to Brooklyn, to be honest with you. The Mets are doing a good job. The Mets are hanging tough. They're overachieving right now. The Nationals, Roy, you can't even say they're overachieving because they're not even hitting yet.
They are getting a little lucky, but I don't think it's overachieving at all. I think that they're for real. I said they're going to win 89.
They don't even have their closer.
The season.
They don't even have their closer. Drew Storen is on the DL.
I think they're for real. I don't know if they're going to end up at the end of the season on top of this division, but I do think that they're for real. Which brings me to my question that I wanted to ask you is,
sure,
who do you think's the first team to 20 wins?
You know, the first team to 20 wins, I would say, isn't going to be, you know, I'm gonna pick a team that nobody's going to pick. Well, no, that's not true. Texas Rangers are going to have 20 wins in a week and a half from now. The Texas Rangers are like a foot. Have you seen how big those guys are? Ian Kinsler is their littlest guy.
Yeah, they're huge. They're a
big athletic team. Ian Kinsler is 6'3", 215, and he looks tiny next to Josh. He looks tiny next to all these guys on the Rangers. You know, if you're living in Arlington, Texas, in Dallas area, and you're not a season ticket holder for the Rangers, you're missing the best show on earth right now.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it's going to be the Washington Nationals.
And okay,
that sounds like a homer pick, but
just a little bit.
When you look at the schedule coming up,
yeah,
the Rangers play the Yankees next.
Oh, I know.
And the Nationals play the Padres.
Hey, how about that series?
So. I think based on schedule, I'm not saying the Nationals are a better baseball team than the Rangers. I don't. I'm saying that I think the Yankees are a better team than the Rangers. And I think that the Yankees could easily sweep the Rangers, and the Nationals could easily sweep the Padres coming through.
Yeah, and you know what's really funny about baseball? It's all about winning series. You know,
exactly.
And what's amazing to me is I can't tell you how many times I've sat at a ball game on the fourth game of a series when it looked like, you know, the team that's up 3-0 doesn't really care if they win that fourth game. They almost take the day off. Now, that's what a lot of coaches do. They'll give some really prime players who have had little nicked up injuries, they'll give them the day off on that fourth day. Sometimes they do it on the third day in a three-game series. The team that everybody, I think, is wondering about in the American League is Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit spent all that money on Prince Fielder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got Cabrera. I mean, if you look at their lineup right now, they lost 10-4. Rick Porcello pitched, this is unbelievable, he gave up 8 runs in the first inning to Texas. They batted 14 guys in that inning. 14 guys in the first inning. Josh Hamilton, 2-for-5, 3 RBIs. Ian Kinsler, 2-for-5, 2 RBIs.
The Tigers are still looking good, though. I mean, Cabrera's batting over 300. Fielder's batting over 300. Delvin Young's right around 300. So these guys, I mean, I think they're just running into a better Rangers team.
Well, you tell me, who's Rayburn? Exactly. He's hitting 073. He started in right field yesterday. They spent a lot of money on Justin Verlander, Cabrera, and Prince. And you know, Prince and Cabrera are almost the same guy because they're both corner guys. I mean, you know, he's a first baseman or he's a DH,
mm-hmm.
right? Prince. Cabrera's not even a third baseman anymore. He's too big. He can't move. Well, he's like Ryan Zimmerman, 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Rayburn is who you're talking about, the right fielder. He's not that. I mean, he's not a bingo number baseball hitter. He's a 268 career average hitter. He has a 777 career on base percentage. So he's not a power hitter.
Right.
He's definitely not a power hitter, but he's not a bingo number hitter that we've seen thus far. He'll heat up a little bit.
Right.
But I don't think he's the least of your worries if you're the Detroit Tigers now.
Well, you know what? You know who's been surprising some people in the Central so far? The White Sox. Jake Peavy's come out of the blocks looking like his former Cy Young, you know, running self. Mm-hmm. He's a stud. You know, hell, Sale got a win yesterday. Guess who went 3-for-4 and drove in 5 runs yesterday? Adam Dunn. You know, there were Adam Dunn pictures on the back of milk cartons in Chicago. This is Bruce All. You're listening to Bruce All's Second Opinion. Give us a call, 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Roy, take us out to the break, buddy.
On the other end, we're going to be talking about a little bit more on the NFL draft. We're definitely going to get into some Yankees and Knicks a little bit more. This is AM 1230 WFAS.
WFAS.
Left like eyes, I want to never go. She's my sweet little thing. She's my...
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership.
That's great. It's great stuff.
It's very important. I got to tell you, it's true.
We're back here on AM 1230 WFAS.
Did I tell you I'm a realtor?
I don't even have to really... I don't think I have to read that thing.
It's harder to get your real estate broker.
I think I know by heart.
It's hard to get your real estate broker's license. It is to get a high school diploma around here, and that's the truth.
But
I know.
We're going to open up with a little bit more baseball here.
Yeah.
On this segment, and we say here that we went over the pre-show meeting yesterday.
Sure.
And you said,
and that was fun because I learned what Skype was.
And you said, St. Louis is running away with the Central. They're going to win it by 15 games. That is a direct quote.
Yeah,
from
I think they will, because I just don't think Milwaukee's got it. Plus, I think the commissioner has screwed them. Number one, you know, if God is a baseball fan, Ryan Braun's a jerk, okay? And I think Ryan Braun and the Milwaukee Brewers are going to pay dearly. Now, I say that, and a good friend of mine is their hitting coach. Guy that was my sweet mate in college, but I really don't like the way Ryan Braun came out against that guy that did the damn test. What a jerk.
Yeah.
And listen, Ryan, let me explain something to you, Ricky. Lucy, sorry about that. Let me explain something to you, Lucy. You flunked the damn test. It doesn't matter what you say, dude. You flunked the test. Doesn't matter if he kept hundreds of those samples those guys did in their house when they couldn't send it away.
Yeah, but
that
is
day.
That to say that the test of MLB, the MLB testing is flawed in general?
No.
Or?
No, it's not. It's not.
I don't know. You shouldn't be keeping the
no
in your house.
No.
What do you think his house smells like if you're keeping, you know, all that pee in your refrigerator? I don't want to eat in that guy's
it
house.
It wasn't in his refrigerator. It was at room temperature. And room temperature doesn't affect
anything in it. His house is just smelling of urine.
No, it was actually in a plastic cup, goofball.
I mean,
have you never had a urinalysis?
I've had a pee test.
You're probably so young you've never had a complete physical. You probably had the physicals sports.
Of course I have.
That's when they come in and they say cough.
Well, that's
and
not
they
true.
Look at you and they smell your breath to see if you got some halitosis.
I've had
then they go,
tests.
Where do I sign so you can play football or whatever?
No, I've had piss tests, but what I've never had, and I can honestly say, well, actually, that's not true.
I haven't had a colonoscopy yet. You're too young. I love colonoscopies, by the way. I just love the drugs. I love the drugs they give you.
I have a colonoscopy every 3 years. I have Crohn's disease.
Oh my god.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Is that what's wrong with you?
that's odd.
Does Crohn's disease affect your brain?
This is getting weird. Now we're talking about colonoscopies.
Now there's nothing wrong with
that. I am not a fan of colonoscopies.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, and we don't just limit this show to sports, do we, Matt? Never. Never in a million years.
But I have had a pee test, and I've had a colonoscopy.
Well, guess what? You know what I don't like? There's two things I don't like. I don't like Bud Selig. I don't like the fact that the commissioner of baseball is basically an owner. That's a joke.
You're not a fan of commissioners in general.
Well, I'm not a fan of... No, I was a big fan of Pete Rozelle. Pete Rozelle got the NFL where it is today. Pete Rozelle, the, you know, everything, the salary cap, you know, the draft, Pete Rozelle's dream was everybody would be 8-8 one year. And you know what that does? It keeps all the fans crazy for football mm-hmm. till the Super Bowl, till the playoffs. Till what we consider to be the playoffs.
The playoffs? Don't talk about
everybody
playoffs?
Is in it.
You kidding me?
In Little playoffs? League? In Little League.
I don't want to talk about Little League.
No, but I'm just telling you. There's two ways you run a Little League. You let the best coaches have anybody they want on their team, and they crush everybody, or you have a common pool, and you dump all the kids back in every year, and you have a very competitive league.
I agree with that, the dumping back in. The one thing that I cannot stand about Little League these days is that everybody wins. It's a tie. Well, no, you did not tie. Nah. You just got your ass whooped. That's what just happened.
You're not playing in Reston, Virginia, then. We don't have ties in Reston. We play until 1 o'clock in the morning, no matter what it says on the permit.
I'm talking about Bruce Hall,
and we don't care about permits.
I'm talking about, like, T-ball and, you know, when you're raising kids and stuff like that. You do not tie.
Roy, the only reason 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds are playing T-ball is because they're playing soccer at 2 and 3. And, you know, they compete with soccer. They really do.
Yeah,
I mean, they're trying to keep as many people. Look,
but you don't tie.
Oh, by the way,
but
this is big news. Think about this. They came out last week. You remember when we were talking about Jackie Robinson last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Robinson's everybody wore 42.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who anybody was. You know, I mean, because everybody had 42 and no name on the back.
Yeah, I was saying that would be a rookie commentator's nightmare. First game is Jackie Robinson Day. You're just the guy 42.
What's his name?
Just sweating bullets.
Just say Jackie Robinson. But the thing of it is that with all that stuff that was happening last week, you know, with Jackie Robinson and, you know, with all that, they came out last week with a study that was just recently done, and they keep track of this every year. You know, one of the biggest things we talked about with Emmanuel Burris when I was out in Arizona and I interviewed Manny Burris, he's the only major league player who went to a Washington, D.C. high school since 1981. Now, that's ridiculous because Washington, D.C. is a big place, and they have a lot of high schools. And I'm telling you, and you know, it's capital of the country. It is the capital of the free world. You know, there were hundreds of baseball players that have come out of Washington, D.C. over the past 50, 60, 70 years. The first year that they had integration after Jackie Robinson, you know how many? Do you know how many black players there were? 27% black players. You know how many there are now? 8. That's ridiculous. Now they don't count people. You know, players from coast. You know, from the Dominican Republic or Venezuela. They don't count them as African Americans.
Right.
They're counting United States African Americans. 8%. That's ridiculous.
Well, I wouldn't call somebody from the Dominican African American, anyways. They might be their color of their skin might be darker, but
they're not counting those guys, even if they're extremely dark. They're not counting them as black players.
Oh, of course. And I wouldn't. I would consider them to be Hispanic players. Which,
tell me what you started to say something about St. Louis. Do you not think they're going to run away with it in the Central?
I
just don't see it. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Houston, Chicago. They'll all be lucky to be 30 games out at the end of the season.
It's a crap division again.
You think it's St. Louis and Milwaukee and it's going to come down the last week?
Yeah, I mean, do
you really?
I like plush. No.
Milwaukee doesn't have the pitching.
No, I think that those are the only two teams in that division that have a shot at it.
That are going to win more than 82 games.
I think Pittsburgh, you know, you can maybe enter them into a conversation of, you know, Pittsburgh's garbage, though.
Yeah, but
they've always been garbage.
But you know what? They've got a great organization. They just don't. No, listen to me. They don't lose money. They're run very well.
They trade away anybody.
Well, they can't afford them.
They're
Roy.
All about money.
Roy, if you're running a company and your salary is, you know, for your company is $100 million and your receipts are $80 million. Let me explain how that works. You're losing $20 million a year. They don't want to do that. So they can't pay for Prince Fielder. They can't even keep their best players.
I was just about to say, they don't even keep their own talent.
They gave McCutcheon what's called an in-between contract. He'll get another contract if they elect to keep him longer, but he's their only all-star, except for a couple of pitchers. Joel Hanrahan's a great pitcher.
Really?
He was a gnat.
Yeah, really.
God, what if we had Joel Hanrahan still?
I don't want Joel Hanrahan. I didn't like him when he was in Arizona.
I like him. I met his mom. She's very nice. She was at the parade in Arizona standing next to me. She had
a very nice mother.
How many people are in Phoenix, Arizona in 115-degree heat for a parade with a bunch of cars coming by the convention center, you know, for the All-Star game with Hanrahan on the back of their shirt, and she looks my age. I went, are you related to Joel Hanrahan? He's my son. So I hung out with her. She's pretty cool, actually.
How many people own a Joel Hanrahan jersey?
Not
you know?
Many.
He has to be his mother.
Now, listen, in Pittsburgh, quite a few. In Pittsburgh, quite a few.
I don't like him.
Hey, listen.
And I went to West Virginia, so whenever one of my...
That's
you know,
close to Pittsburgh,
exactly.
Right?
One of my friends who... I know a bunch of Pirates fans. And whenever one of them brings up Joel Hanrahan, I'm like, oh, dude, yeah, he's our trash. We threw him away to you guys. Congratulations.
I tell you what, the Nats have had so much pitching, they've gotten rid of a lot of people.
I'd rather have Sean Burnett.
But listen, we were right about some things, and we don't want to talk about the Nats. But I like – listen, let me give you a phone number to call. 240-317-7294. 240-317-7294. I want you to call in and tell me the date – and the time of the day that Bobby Valentine, is going to be fired this year. If you, the closest caller to guess to the closest time and date that he has is actually fired this year, if he's fired, okay, will win two tickets and a hotel room for one night in Washington, D.C. to be my guest at the New York Giant Washington Redskin game next year. And I'm serious, it's a heart attack. You got to call in. 240-317-7294. You know, pick a date, July 8th at 7:30 a.m. because they just wanted an early meeting. You know what? This is going to come down to some serious stuff. I really don't think he's going
to
make it.
The Real Smitty 23 tweets at me and he says he needs to turn it around quick or he'll be gone by mid-year.
I agree.
He says teams start off slow. But he has a short leash right now.
I agree. Well, you know, he's not making any friends up there. And you know, he's not making any friends with the players. Now, let me just say this. There have been championship teams. But no one really liked Billy Martin. They hated him. The players hated him. Some of the fans hated him. Jeez, the owner hated him. He fired him like five times. But Billy Martin didn't care if any of the players liked him. He just wanted to win, right? That was what it was about to Billy Martin. You know, Billy Martin, he was like that as a player and he was like that as a manager. Bobby Valentine, I think he does care about what the fans and the players think about him. You know, he's been an analyst for several years, right? Since he got out of Japan, probably 5 or 6 years. And in Japan, they think of him as like a god. They love him in Japan because in Japan, he's like the best baseball manager there is. You listen to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm talking to Roy G. Roy, let me ask you a question.
Let me answer a question.
Who's going to win first?
Uh-huh.
The Caps today
uh-huh.
or the Rangers tomorrow?
The Capitals today. I think the Capitals shut it down today. I think you see the Bruins, the Penguins, and the Canucks all go. They're all bounced today. But I also think the Rangers are going to win tomorrow.
Take us out of here, Roy. We'll be right back. Go ahead, Roy.
On the other end, we're going to get more into the NFL draft. We're going to break down the top 10 picks here on AM 1230
Surprise
WFAS.
Picks.
And whatever happened.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. I'm Roy G here with my buddy Bruce.
I'm so hungry.
And
you know what? I'm starving to death, and I ate breakfast this morning. And I got to tell you, I wish the hell I was in Larchmont, New York, because I'd be at Augie's right now. I wonder if Augie's, I think, opens up at noon maybe on Sundays, but I know they're open. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to play baseball in New York today or not because it's raining like hell up there. I haven't seen that anything's been canceled yet. Generally in Major League Baseball, they keep you hanging and sell you a lot of beer and hot dogs and everything else while they're milking you for all that money. They're deciding whether they're going to play a doubleheader on Monday or not. But I got to tell you, Augie's Family Italian Restaurant in Larchmont got the best Italian food I've ever eaten. Go see Eddie and his family there. They have a great family right there. And they'll fix you up. They'll bring stuff out to your table, and you'll sit down with your friends and or snuggle up to the bar and order a sandwich, order some pasta, order a pizza, order whatever you want. But right now, I can eat a cow. I'm so damn hungry. Go to Augie's. Hey. What are we going to talk about next,
We're
going
to get into the draft here.
We got rained out for baseball here in D.C. already. I bet it gets rained out in New York, too.
We're here. The Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, by the way, New York game just got called. Andy Baggerly, from Comcast Sportsnet just sent me a tweet. This is why you got to have Twitter, folks. 30 seconds ago, they called the game. So, and that's the Met game. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what else is going to happen. Well, the Yankees are in Boston. It can't be much better in Boston. I mean, that's like, what, an hour? It's a 45-minute flight from New York to Boston. It's got to be raining in Boston, too. We're going to where, Roy, in a few minutes?
We're going to the Caps game.
We're going to the Caps game? I'm going to the Caps game. Are you going to the Caps game?
I believe so.
I'm going to go to the Caps game, too. I'll tell you what I wish would happen. I wish Roger Goodell would resign. And I got to tell you something. Look, people listen to my show know I'm not an idiot, okay? Roger Goodell is a borderline idiot, in my opinion. Yeah, he's the commissioner of football. The guy, look, you know, Silver Spoon, you call it what you want. I want to say he went to high school. I think he went to Georgetown Prep in the D.C. area. His dad was a senator. You know, his dad became a senator. And I'm sure his dad's a wonderful guy, but his dad became a senator when Robert Kennedy was assassinated. He was appointed senator of New York, okay? To me, that ain't like getting elected senator, okay? And number and not only that, it seems like he's doing everything the owners want him to do. You know what? You've got to be right in the middle. You got to sit on. You got to have the safety of your league here and your players and their livelihood and their families, you know, and even the media to a certain extent, and the owners have to be over here. Okay, you've got to be organized on both sides of the fence. I don't see the balance there with this guy. And believe, I think he's making 11 point something million this year. Please, don't ask for a raise. I mean, don't ask for a raise, Mr. Goodell. You don't deserve one. And the commissioner of the NFL should work for $1 million. What is your least paid player make? $500,000.
It's right around that, yeah.
$500,000 a year. Roger, $1 million a year, even one point. Do you pay for anything? No. Do you have transportation paid for? Yes. Do you get your meals for free? Yes. Your lodging? Yes. Do you get to go everywhere and be treated like a king? Yes. Just take the million and put it into your bank account, or take $2 or $3 million and give $2 million to charity. You know? You know, give it to kids that play football in the New York area, or separate it among all 32 teams. Correct? Yes.
Yep.
Correct. Separate a couple of million among 32 teams. You know, don't insult my intelligence. And I'm not saying I'm intelligent, but just don't insult me by asking for $20 million a year. If they pay you $20 million a year, they're stealing it somewhere. Oh, that's right. I forget your fines. You know what? Your fines suck, okay? Sometimes you find people that deserve it. Sometimes you find people that had a good hit. I mean, you can look at the damn replays. You don't need Gene Washington or somebody else to let you know if something was clean or not. Hey, do like everybody else. Look at the replay, okay? You got, what, 6 different angles to look at a replay now, Roy? Do like your damn referees do. Make a decision. Don't be an idiot. I'm not happy with you, okay? I'm not. You got the best game in the world, Roy, right?
Yeah.
The NFL.
No question about
it.
I'm
a baseball guy. I'm a fanatic. I'm a coach. I was a player. My best friends are baseball people. I don't even like NCAA football because they cheat thousands of athletes all over the country out of scholarships in baseball, wrestling, soccer, lacrosse, gymnastics. Why? So they can have 85 full scholarships a year in Division I? Are you kidding me? You can only put 11 guys on the field at once. If you gave both your first and second string full scholarships in NCAA Division I football, that's 44. Mm-hmm. Give your kickers a full ride. That's 46. Hey, you know what? You're greedy. Take another 14. That's 60. Give 25 back and let's let wrestling and baseball and soccer and gymnastics and swimming, hell, rowing, crew. Let all the boys that are athletes in other sports besides your damn sport compete. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm pissed. And we're going to talk about this. If you think, and I'm not complaining about Title IX. I sent Liz Clark a letter, and you'll be able to see the letter I sent Liz Clark later today. And it was basically a letter because of an article she wrote. She was bitching about how Title IX's getting screwed. Let me explain something to you, Liz, since you haven't even answered my letter in a week. Title IX has been efficient. In the last 30 years or more, Title IX, it's been about 30 years, Title IX has done what it was supposed to do. All the girls in all the sports get the amount of scholarships in comparison to how many girls are in the college. James Madison University, small little Division I AA school down in Harrisonburg, Virginia, dropped wrestling, boys lacrosse, a couple other sports 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Why? Because 54% of their enrollment is girls. Let me explain something to you. I get calls from all over the country every spring when they're from college coaches that want to know if I know a girl who wants a scholarship. Not that's earned one. They got them to give away. They can't give them all away. You know why? Because they don't need all of them. You know? And I don't care. That's fine. But football shouldn't even be considered, Roy, a men's sport. It's the biggest fundraiser on campus. Hey, what do you buy if you've got X amount of dollars? You buy football season tickets so you can tailgate and everybody goes to the games. You know, even East Carolina, they get 50,000 to 60,000 people for every home game. They've only got 24,000 undergraduate students. The biggest games that they've ever had in the state of North Carolina have been NC State and East Carolina, either played in Charlotte where the Carolina Panthers play, or played in Raleigh at NC State's home field. They've had as many as 80,000 to 90,000 fans at those games. And, of course, they won't let East Carolina in the ACC, and that's a joke because of UNC. But that's beside the point. Title IX is fine. NCAA football doesn't need 85 full scholarships. If you agree with me, let me know. Area code 240-317-7294. That's area code 240-317-7294. In baseball, they have 35 boys on the roster of a Division I team. You know that, right, Roy? Mm-hmm. Do you know how many full scholarships they get fully vested? 11.9. All right. In football, if you have your offense and your defense and two kickers, how many is that? 24. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They get 85 scholarships? Why? Hey, I have two words for you, all you football coaches out there. Walk on. Let me repeat that. Walk on. Some of the best college players ever walked on in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and they're still walking on. They're still walking on. If you only had 60, 65 scholarships in NCAA football, guess what? We wouldn't notice even a tiny difference. You're wasting money. You're wasting money that could be spent in other places much more efficiently. And sometimes even in women's sports. Because I don't know what a fully vested women's basketball program is. I know they got probably 12 girls on a team, 12 to 14.
Well, they're starting to use women's league scholarships on men, which was a big controversy this year, where women's basketball teams would give partial scholarships to men who would come in and be like practice squad, and they would compete against the women during practice.
So let me get this straight. They don't have enough women?
No, they do have...
To give all their girls scholarships?
They do, but they were bringing in men to play against the women during practice.
And they're giving them partial scholarships?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's kind of like a walk-on. It's just that you're not competing against the guys. You're competing against the girls, which is probably better for the girls. Because,
right.
You know, a good intramural basketball player who could have gone to a Division II or III school and started, but ends up in a Division I school for his education, let's say. Mm-hmm. That's a really good way for that guy to compete. But listen to me about wrestling. Wrestling had almost 300 Division I teams when I wrestled in 1971 through 74. Do you know how many we have now? 78. But do you know how many junior college wrestling teams there are? How many? High school wrestling has grown 50% since I wrestled. There's wrestling in every state. The state of North Carolina didn't even know what wrestling was in high school to be honest with you, at the high school level. Since East Carolina, NC State, University of North Carolina, Appalachian State, UNC Pembroke, all those great schools had good wrestling teams at the Division I level in the 70s, they grew high school wrestling because a lot of people have moved to North Carolina for obvious reasons. It's beautiful there, it's warmer there, and the people are a lot nicer there, okay? People have gone there. My point is this, NCAA, either blow that place up you got there and start over, or give the amount of scholarships to these other smaller sports, non-income producing sports, so these kids can compete. What do you think, Roy? I mean, don't you understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly where you're coming
from. They're
bullies.
They're bullies.
I disagree in two areas.
Okay.
One, I think that Title IX is done. I think Title IX served its purpose and it needs to be restructured. And I think that there needs to be complete change there because now it's actually hurting women's athletics
areas. Let's do this. Let's pick this up next week. This is going to be the first thing we talk about next week. Title IX. NCAA football. This is Bruce Hall signing off. Roy, get us out of here, buddy.
Let's go to a hockey game. Hanging out with you. We're off to the Caps game. Go Caps. Go Rangers tomorrow.
Come on, Rangers. You got to get back in it.
AM 1230 WFAS. One day.